Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 6th of September, the year 2016. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, many thanks to all of my loyal listeners from wherever and however you're tuning in here on blogtalkradio.com. This week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. And you can check out more information about this incredible nonprofit that I'm proud to partner with by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need, specifically within communities in northern New Jersey and, more importantly, around Hudson County. Now, you can contact the Mason Civic League Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their office, which is located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, by calling 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. Make sure you like them on Facebook. They're a great page to check out. Also, write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Mason Civic League, a tremendous nonprofit, folks, located right here in Hudson County, right in the Mouse Square City. Hopefully you can donate some time or any of your disposable income to help them out and the wonderful things that the Mason Civic League does. I also want to give a shout out here to Son Cubano, ladies and gentlemen. You can check out more information about this wonderful venue by going to their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, just minutes outside the Lincoln Tunnel and only a short ferry ride on New York waterways. And again, you can call their hotline, 201-399-2020. Whether it's lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, make sure that Son Cubano is your destination. Again, 201-399-2020. Again, for those of you that are not aware, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine 7 days a week, along with the beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy all throughout the day. Again, make sure you check them out on Facebook, like their page, and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. A great venue that Son Cubano is indeed. Again, a special thanks to the Duran brothers, Eddie and Alex, respectively, for just making Son Cubano as great as it is. Again, their management, all their staff. It's a wonderful venue, folks. Check it out when you can. Again, special thanks to the Mason Civic League and Son Cubano. Here are your sponsors for Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. All right, folks, here, the toll-free number to call in tonight and opine is 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. If you wish to call in and share your thoughts about tonight's topic or anything involving today's dating scene, you can do so. Again, toll-free, 646-649-1926. If you wish to write to the show's inbox, please do so, professorfuj@gmail.com. Once again, professorfuj@gmail.com. Also, find me on Twitter, @TheAmazingUribe. And also, you can follow me on Instagram by just searching my name, Fernando Uribe, or @your_favorite_Fernando. All right, folks, hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. Really, that signals the end of summer for us as the fall season is right here upon us. Again, back to school for everybody. So I want to wish all my fellow educators a great academic year coming up now, 2016 to 2017. So again, to all my fellow educators at all grade levels, hope you have a great year with your students. Enjoy it and make the most of it again. And for all the students listening tonight, don't make their lives too difficult this year. Again, they're trying their best to teach you everything to the best of their ability. So again, shout out to all my fellow educators starting the school year off here on a positive note and hopefully keeping it strong throughout 2016 and well into 2017. Again, ladies and gentlemen, hope you had a great weekend again. Labor Day certainly signifies the end of summer. Football season around the corner, folks. I'm excited. Thursday night, start of the NFL. Carolina, Denver on NBC. And, of course, Sunday, the full slate of NFL action. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait here. I'll be at Cadillac Cantina, folks, Sunday, watching the New York football, the Giants, visiting Dallas and my Cowboys. Should be a good game here, hopefully. So for all the rest of the NFL action, again, it'll be good to have the NFL season. It's been too long. It's like football withdrawal for us, folks. I think for everybody that knows what I'm talking about, you know exactly what I'm referring to. So, again, hopefully everybody had a great summer. Can't say enough for all the loyal listeners throughout the country that tune in here on blogtalkradio.com/dating today with Fernando Uribe, whether it's here in New Jersey, down the East Coast all the way to Raleigh, North Carolina, Miami, Dallas, Texas, all the way to Bakersfield, California. Even some friends in Vegas there listening in to the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. That's right, folks. You guess it's every week here with yours truly on Dating Today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to sort of share a topic with you this evening that, again, resonates with the change in climate and, of course, the change in season. And tonight, what I really wanted to share with you is the reasons why the fall is a great time to start a new relationship. Now, of course, for all the single people here in this fine world of ours, the season of pumpkin spice lattes and Uggs is finally upon us for all of those that it really applies to. And for many singles, obviously, who are going to miss summer, I can tell you, I'm sure many of you are ready for the fall. And so just because you're finally, you know, many of you, especially the female listeners, will get to wear leggings every day. But it's also because, you know, listen, while for many of you listening tonight, summer screams of, you know, I'm single and loving it. And while that's cool for a lot of you, as the seasons change, I think a lot of your attitudes do as well. Now, listen, take for example, you know, what's happening right now in the celebrity world. Listen, I don't like to insert pop culture too much because, you know, I abhor pop culture. But, again, you know, Kendall and Harry might be getting back together. You know, Calvin Harris has swiftly moved on from Taylor Swift, and even, you know, Demi Lovato is looking to find someone to replace Wilma Valderrama. The point is that perhaps you should follow in their footsteps and start getting on that relationship grind before all the good options are scooped up by the winter time. So listen, you know, it's one of those things where when we think about the fall, it's summer's over, and especially for those of you that have had a great summer, let's say for those of you that were single, certainly going out and about and enjoying your single days during the summer is great. I remember back in my single days during the summers that that was a fun thing to do, you know, hit the shore. Maybe if you knew somebody that lived out in Long Island and, you know, the Hamptons or whatever, Fire Island, or just in general, hanging out, let's say, in Hoboken or in Manhattan during the summer. Listen, there was plenty of things to do and people to do as well during your single days in the summer. But for many of us, when we are looking at the fall, again, as the leaves begin to change color and we go from baseball to football. And of course, as I said before, those pumpkin spice lattes, and you start wearing maybe that hoodie instead of that short sleeve, and instead of cargo shorts, you're wearing running pants. A change of seasons might be a good thing for you. Now, again, for those of us that, you know, are in relationships right now, listen, you know, fall is a great time. I can tell you that I'm very happy. As the weather gets a little chillier, you know, it's good to stay in on a Friday night, obviously, for Fernando and chill, you know, a little wine, some Netflix, of course, which, by the way, let me just let everybody know here, if you haven't finished watching season 2 of Narcos, I have not, but it's a great season, it's a great series, obviously, and if you haven't had a chance to watch it, it's a wonderful, wonderful series, so definitely check it out. And again, as the leaves start to change and it gets a little chillier outside, you want to stay indoors, great, you know, great shows like Narcos on Netflix or, you know, Homeland on Showtime are great, or just in general, you know. So definitely you might want to check those out here during the fall season. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to share with you tonight is really why the fall, I think, is something that is quite alluring for us. And it's one that we take into, I would say, great delight. And the first thing really is that fall is what many of us like to call it, cuffing season. Now, listen, for those of you who don't know what cuffing season is, it's really when the cold weather hits, you're sort of over going out because, you know, the darkness makes you lazy, and you're really just ready to find someone to stay inside with and beat the cold with. Now, listen, the last thing you want to do right now, especially for you ladies, is lace up your over-the-knee stripper boots that take forever to lace up and hit the club, the bar, or the lounge. And instead, wouldn't you rather just curl up with that special someone with your Netflix and a hot chocolate? Exactly. You know what I'm talking about, ladies, of course. And gentlemen, listen, as the fall, again, season approaches, as I said, you know, before we know it, it'll be 4:30, you know, and it's already getting dark outside, which, you know, isn't great for us. It's kind of depressing. And again, as the cold weather eventually approaches, don't you want to be indoors with that special someone? Yeah, that makes a big difference for us, you know. By and large, many of us men are lazy to begin with. So, you know, we can just stay in with that special someone, watch a good show, have some wine, get it in. I mean, maybe not in that order, but whatever the case may be. The point is that cuffing season, again, is one of those things that makes getting into a relationship, I think, enjoyable. And listen, let's be very honest, you know. One of the things that is great about starting a relationship in the fall is, listen, you get to show each other your favorite shows and force each other to watch at least half of one season of each, you know. And if, let's say, your partner didn't like the show, you know, he or she could sort of, you know, veto it and you can sort of start a new one. Bottom line is that by staying in, you and your significant other can develop a level of comfort inside the bedroom that you can't get outside the home. And that's why cuffing season is great. Again, and fall is a great attribute which contributes to this. So, you know, one of those things that, again, for my loyal listeners tonight that hopefully you'll get to enjoy is that fall allows for this. You know, it starts planting the seeds for you to sort of, you know, find that someone that you gel with and that you enjoy spending time with. And again, if you don't want to go out, you can just stay in. And as it gets a little chillier, again, we're not going to expect any snow, especially up here in the New Jersey area. But you know what? After a long work week, and like I said, once it's Friday and it gets dark at 4:30, I mean, you just want to stay in. You just want to relax at home. You want to just have some wine, you know, cuddle under a blanket, a nice blanket or two. You know, it's one of those things I enjoy. I know I enjoy that with my significant other because, you know, well, she steals all my blankets, but that's another story. But the point is that you get to enjoy that. And when you're able to do that during the fall, hey, listen, it makes it that much more enjoyable. Listen, nothing wrong with being single during the fall, but hey, if you are able to reap the benefits of cuffing season, why not do so, you know? Now, another reason that fall is usually a good time to start a new relationship. And again, this isn't applied to everybody because I know I'm not someone that subscribes to this, but it's also baking season. And really, you know, fall is food season in general. You know, when it's dark and windy outside and you really don't want to go out, there's nothing like, for some of you that are really proficient at this, I know I'm not, but, you know, baking some warm treats for yourself and your significant other and then having a contest who can sort of fall into a coma faster after eating so much, you know? And the reality is that food brings partners together. You know, you can only learn endlessly from each other. You know, it's actually one of those things that couples that snack together stay together, I guess. You know, that may not be the healthiest thing to do during a relationship. But like I said, you know, it's one of those things that it's a good learning experience. You know, it's something that you learn to sort of enjoy each other's different taste in food, different delicacies, perhaps what one likes, what one doesn't like. Hey, that's sort of the great thing about that. So if you're one of those type of couple that likes that stuff or just likes to order in or whatever, hey, fall is great for that. Another component about why fall is a good time to start a relationship, and again, I think this is more geared towards the ladies as I was doing some notes on my index cards tonight. And listen, if for nothing else, this is a chance for the ladies to steal their boyfriend's flannels. And don't get me short, listen, are there times that my significant other likes to take my blanket or wear one of my flannel pants? Absolutely. And if, you know, those of you who know me know that obviously I have a couple of different pairs of Dallas Cowboys flannel pants. Does my significant other like to wear them? Yeah, she likes to wear them once in a while or take my blankets, you know. And certainly, listen, I might like to wear a shirt or something like that. But like I said, it's not, you know, it's not just that, but it's really one of the things you can sort of, you know, steal from your man, ladies. You know, you can sort of pull on one of your, you know, take a t-shirt, take a long sleeve, whatever. they're sort of, I think there's a really strong component, I think, for a lot of the ladies listening tonight. I think you'll probably agree with this premise, that there's something special about being able to walk around in sort of like your boyfriend's clothes. It feels like he's next to you even when you're not together. And I get that, I think, sometimes. And I've heard that from friends of mine as well, that, you know, when they take their boyfriend's T-shirt or hoodie or like a long sleeve or something, that they enjoy that, that they enjoy sleeping in it. You know, I've had my girlfriend say to me that she likes, you know, she's enjoyed wearing my Cowboy flannels. Why? Because, you know, it reminds her of me. And, you know, maybe there's still the smell of me on that, which may not be a good thing all the time. But the point is that, you know, it's sort of like an intimate thing that couples get to enjoy with each other. You know, if they get to wear like a long sleeve or a hoodie or something. I know many times my girlfriend has said to me, well, you know, it's kind of chilly outside, can you lend me a hoodie? And sure enough, I lend her a hoodie. I might not get it back right away, but she enjoys it. And the point is that it's the small intimate things that help a couple grow together, especially during the fall. And again, the season itself allows for that. The season itself allows for couples to enjoy this, to relish in this sort of, you know, growing intimacy about wearing each other's clothes. I mean, I don't ever put on my girlfriend's clothes for any reason. But again, I think that for the ladies, this is a very special component about wearing that as it gets chillier, you know, or when you're home, especially in my house, I know that my girlfriend steals all my blankets. You know, luckily I'm able to wear enough clothes that I don't freeze during the overnight, but you know, hey, she likes the blanket and snuggling and watching Netflix and having wine. And it's one of those things, you know. Another great component about the fall itself is that there are a lot of romantic activities. Now, listen, summer can be hot and sticky, and sometimes it can be a little too hot to be galloping around holding hands with one another. But the fall, well, you know, the fall has a certain poetic component to it, folks. You know, fall is when the trees turn and the branches begin to wither. And sort of the same way that your desire to stay single does as well. You know, sometimes is there anything more romantic than just sort of parading around hand in hand while enjoying the leaves change color and falling to the ground? Of course, there isn't. You know, you can go perhaps you can go pumpkin or apple picking during the fall. You can do a taste testing tour of, you know, maybe different ciders or seasonal specials at bars and restaurants. And listen, even if you're not a big drinker, you can sort of hide away from the nippy weather and just, let's say, go see a movie together. Fall time of year, a lot of great movies coming out, especially this one. It's Oscar season. We know that the Academy for Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences is certainly looking at all the big Oscar contenders, because that's when a lot of the good movies come out during the fall, and gives you an opportunity to go check your Fandango app, check your local theaters, and see what movies are playing. Hey, something to go do with your significant other indoors, and that's another great thing about the fall. You can do that, or like I said before, whether it's a wine tasting thing, or going on, you know, going to different restaurants, for example. Listen, I'm someone that I enjoy my Groupon date nights, you know, with my girlfriend. You know, I try to find a different restaurant every week, and we try to experiment and find a restaurant we like. And certainly there are some that we're very partial to and we revisit over and over again. Sort of like, for example, 1742. It's a great wine bar. If any of you have ever had a chance to check it out, it's located on the Upper East Side at 1742 Second Ave, folks, in the Upper East Side of New York City. It's a great wine bar. As a matter of fact, we were just there over the weekend, and they have a great Groupon. For example, three glasses of white wine, different white wines, three glasses of different reds, an appetizer each, an entree each, and then we get to take a bottle of wine home. Folks, all that for $49 on Groupon. It's a great thing to do. Again, normally the suggested retail price of that meal itself, that dinner, is $178. Guess what? It's totally yours for $49. That's one of the great things about the fall. You can do these sort of things. Go to different restaurants. Try new delicacies. Maybe if you find a restaurant you like, you revisit it. Hey, that's what the fall is for. Do that. So definitely check that out. Groupon allows for those sort of activities. So, you know, you might want to, you know, look into that. And yeah, it's maybe something you want to enjoy again together as a couple. Another element about the fall and why it's a great time to start a relationship, and this is probably one of my favorite things, is, again, it pertains to my favorite holiday of the year, Halloween. And one big reason why fall is a great time to start a relationship with someone is two words for you, couples costumes. So listen, one of the great things about the autumn is, you know, you and your new significant other can sort of sync up your Halloween costumes, because sometimes matching costumes are fun. I've seen couples, you know, around New York City emulate Kim and Kanye. I mean, unfortunately, they're like two degenerate human beings and they're total garbage. But, you know, people like to emulate those idiots. But so, you know, God bless them. Or, for example, other famous couples. You know, like this year, for example, you know, you can sort of, if you want to dress up as Bill and Hillary, God forbid. But, or you can dress up as Donald and Melania. Hey, there's great couples costumes. You can do that. See what I'm saying? Or if you're one of those traditional fans, you can maybe fulfill your Halloween dream of being just Jasmine and Aladdin. Hey, again, couple costumes, it's a great thing about the fall and a great thing about being in a relationship during that season. And probably the biggest thing here too, that which leads me to my last point about this, is the fact that, you know, you'll be set for the holidays. And sometimes, listen, the holiday season can be a lonely time for single people. There's no one to bring home to your parents on Thanksgiving. There's no one to exchange gifts with on Christmas, and there's no one to kiss on New Year's. And sure, you know, your best friends and your mom are always down to hug and kiss you for prolonged periods of time. But it's like that commercial, you know, like every kiss begins with K, and then all the couples start kissing in Times Square when the ball dropped. And it makes us feel like, you know, we should have someone special as well. You know, so again, I don't want to make it sound superficial, but, you know, it's one of those things that it's a good time of year, you know, when you're able to spend Halloween together, or maybe let's say Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's nice to have that special someone. You know, I can tell you from experience, I've lived those times. I've lived being single during the holidays. I've lived being in relationships during the holidays. I've lived both in different periods of my life. And I think that, listen, I think that there are pros and cons to both of them. I don't want to just say that one's superior to the other. I don't want to do that. But, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Being with someone, especially someone you like and someone you genuinely enjoy spending time with and someone you're generally very emotionally invested in, is something that makes the holidays more enjoyable. Yeah, sure, it's a little more expensive because you have to buy gifts and everything. But the point is that, you know, enjoying the Halloween with a significant other can be fun. Your friends can get together with, you know, with my friends. I mean, I really don't have that luxury since my girlfriend's. Well, there's only like maybe like a couple of friends of mine that on my girlfriend's that I actually can tolerate. Most of her friends, I can't really stand for the life of me. You know, but there's maybe like a handful of them that I can sort of, so maybe Halloween will be fun, you know, with that, you know, and I'm sure she feels the same way about some of mine. So, but the point is that, you know, spending Halloween with a significant other can be fun. You can make it a group activity of going out for Halloween parties and stuff like that. Same thing for football season. You can go out and watch football together and go enjoy Sunday Fun Day. That's a great thing. Not to say that, you know, listen, going out when you're single for Sunday Fun Day is really, really fun. I mean, I can speak from experience on that, but it's also very fun too when you're able to take that significant other with you and she can root for your team and you know, encourage you and show support for your team. That's a big thing. You know, a lot of guys, I'm asked a lot of guys during the, you know, during the holiday season, especially. So, you know, think about that. And really folks, you know, again, it's one of those things that, as I said to start the podcast tonight, that, you know, fall is a great time of year. I personally love the fall. Not just because it's sort of back to school and you're back to sort of like a good regimen, a regular regimen, especially when it comes to work, but the temperatures are better. There's just a lot of fun things to do. Like I said before, not just only football season, but you also have basketball season coming up soon as well. I'm a big NBA guy, so I love watching the NBA. But, you know, again, overall, it's a different change of pace from the summer. The summer seems to be one of those type of like holidays that and time periods of the year that, you know, temperatures can fluctuate. It can go from being, you know, annoyingly, you know, humid to maybe, you know, pleasantly cool and everything in between. Meanwhile, you know, fall is that just that great time of year. It's those great holidays that come up, you know, sort of consecutively. And that's really one of those things that if you can enjoy them with someone, hey, try to do so. And it's something I think that overall we can try to, make the most of, especially when we have that significant other that, again, we enjoy spending time with, that we enjoy doing fun activities with. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things that really, really helps a relationship blossom, helps a relationship further itself, and ultimately strengthens it. Again, more things to do, get to know each other. And like I said, right at the start of the show, folks, this is not to say if you don't get a significant other that, oh my God, all hope is lost and that the fall months are going to be a waste of time, you're going to be miserable. No, not at all. Certainly don't go looking for a relationship just for the sake of it. I mean, if you find that someone that it's really worth spending time with and that they are just, like I said, a great, great type of individual to engage with on a variety of different levels, then do that. You know, try to do that. And again, the fall season allows for that. So I hope that tonight's podcast was beneficial for you folks. Again, as we are just sort of not officially in autumn, since we're still in the summer days. Again, I don't think fall starts until for about another week or two. 2 weeks, I think. But the point is that there's plenty to do once the leaves start to change color. And you know what? That might change your love life for the better as well. So, again, folks, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, I certainly urge you to check out www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernandy Uribe. You'll be able to listen to not only tonight's broadcast, but all of my previous episodes absolutely free. And you can do so from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Speaking of smartphone, again, for all my Apple iPhone users, again, tomorrow's a big day, iPhone 7 premiere. So for all of you that are looking to get the new iPhone 7, good luck. Hopefully you're not going to have any kinks to worry about or any malfunctions that usually happen with the first line of any series. So again, kudos to my fellow iPhone users tomorrow as it's the debut of the iPhone 7. So hopefully you'll get to listen to Dating Today with Fernandy Uribe next week on your new iPhone 7. Folks, again, I just want to sort of give you a little bit of a reminder here. Coming up next month here, and I'll be broadcasting it repeatedly in the coming weeks leading up to the event. But on Friday night, October the 21st, is going to be the 9th annual Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. And I have to tell you that I'm really proud to be hosting this event again from Son Cubano on Friday night, October the 21st. If you're a Facebook user, just kindly do a search for the event page, A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts 2016. It's a great event. We have fabulous prizes being raffled off. No cover at the door. Plenty of free parking at Son Cubano. Excellent drink specials, live music, a DJ. Excellent networking opportunities. And, of course, the evening's main event is the annual date auction, which, again, if you check on the Facebook event page, you'll see all my beautiful contestants there. Again, and if you're lucky enough to bid and win a date with them at a later place and time. So, again, folks, check it out on Facebook, A Professor's Quest to Save Breast 2016. Last year, we raised $4,250. And since 2008, folks, yours truly has raised $23,177 to benefit the American Cancer Society. It's a great cause. I hope you'll be on board with it. Again, in the coming weeks, I'll be sharing more about it. And again, I hope to see you there. So, but mark it on your calendars, folks. Again, for all my devoted listeners here on Dating Today, I hope to see you eventually on Friday night, October the 21st, at Son Cubano to benefit Making Strides Against Breast Cancer on behalf of the American Cancer Society. All right, folks, again, if you missed any part of the broadcast, as I said before, www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernandy Uribe is your link for the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. Folks, again, I want to thank our great sponsors here, the Mason Civic League, and check them out, www.masoncivic.org. You can call them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. You can visit their offices, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook. Like their Facebook page. A great amount of likes each and every week. It's been increasing, and I do appreciate that as well. Folks, I also want to send a shout-out once again to Son Cubano NJ, located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in West New York, New Jersey. Call them at 201-399-2020. That's their reservation line. For any special occasion, go to Son Cubano, folks, 7 days a week for the best Cuban cuisine you'll find anywhere in the New York tri-state area. Make sure you check them out on Facebook, like them on Facebook, and follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Folks, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hope everyone had a great Labor Day. Let's go Cowboys this Sunday. I predict it. 37-34 final, beating the Giants on Sunday, start of the NFL season. Have a good one, folks. And as always, stay classy, everyone. You got me dancing, crying, running.